Calvin Lutz is seeing problems this year he almost never sees, like leaf spotting on the stems of tart cherries.
If you look right here, you can see the spots. See that on the stem right there? That's uncommon. You don't normally get that, no.
The fungus that causes leaf spotting is rampant this summer, more so than Lutz has seen in 40 years of farming in Manistee County.
I've never seen it quite this bad. You can go around the countryside anywhere and you can see all the trees are just turning yellow and all the leaves are falling off. And it's going to really be hard to develop the cherry without leaves. You know, it needs a photosynthesis to turn them red, make them sweet.
These trees are also less likely to survive a harsh winter. And it's not just tart cherries having problems. Calvin Lutz lost almost his entire strawberry crop to a fungus, something he thought he'd never see on his sandy soil, which drains water quickly. That cost him about $150,000. And his sweet cherries are being attacked by a bacterial canker there's no defense against. Lutz says all this was caused by the combination of cool weather and constant rain.
We seem to get rain like every other day, and so the ground stays saturated for so long. That's how bacteria gets going, and fungus diseases, all the moisture.
The weather is also teaching fruit growers new lessons about diseases. Researchers were caught completely off guard this year by fire blight in apple trees. Nikki Rothwell runs the Northwest Michigan Horticultural Research Station. She says they thought it was too cold for the disease.
So we thought, fire blight, no problem this year. We're not going to see any issues. I've seen more fire blight this year than I can remember in the last, I don't know, probably since I've been here as well.
That's 15 years. Rothwell says what they realized is fire blight can thrive when apple trees grow quickly in cool, wet weather. Problems like these could be more common in the future because of climate change. As the earth has warmed, Michigan has gotten wetter. Compared to 50 years ago, Michigan now gets 3 or 4 more inches of precipitation every year.
So it's almost the same as having an additional month of precipitation on average.
That's Jeff Andreessen, a climatologist at Michigan State University. He says what was really exceptional about this spring is how frequently it rained. Typically, in Michigan, in springtime, it rains 11 or 12 days a month.
And this year, in 2019, during some of those months, we had 23, 24 days. So again, almost double the average.
Andreessen says most climate change models show Michigan getting even wetter in the future. But what that means for growers depends on when and how that precipitation arrives. For instance, Andreessen says it's likely we'll see more precipitation in the winter months. But it's unclear if we should expect more spring seasons with constant rainfall, like 2019.
I think the jury's still out on that.
Back at the farm, Calvin Lutz is looking at a tart cherry tree full of half-ripened fruit. He says the tree was sprayed every week for fungal disease, but most of its leaves have turned yellow and are falling to the ground.
And, you know, it's going to be really hard to ripen something like that with no leaves. So, yeah, it's a disaster.
Then he pauses, smiles, and says, next year will be better. Farmers are always optimistic. For Points North, I'm Peter Payette.